All right, we're back.
Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Listen carefully. This is the last time I'll give out these websites. Here they are. WarOnWeThePeople.net, 528Radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, Tuesday I interviewed Mr. Steve Ben-Noon. He is of Jewish ancestry. He is now a Christian. At my request last week, I asked Steve to contact his high-level contacts in Israel, people that are on a first-name basis with the most highest elected officials in Israel, asking the following question: what's going on with the COVID-19 clot shot? And he made his inquiries. Here's what he found, doctor, that placebo, the saline solution, is being given to the Russian Jewish people who do not have Semitic blood. They're not part of the bloodline in the Bible. And the Semitic Jews that are part of that bloodline are being given the real clot shot. The intent is to kill them off. It's about not quite half the population. We have about 20% Palestinians there. About the rest are split between the Russian Jews who are not of the Jewish bloodline and the Semitic Jews who are. Those are the ones they want to kill off. In about 3 to 5 years, doctor, most of them will be dead, to be replaced by even more of the Russian bloodline. The third hour Tuesday, if you want to listen to that, sir, you're welcome to. You may find it informative, sir.
Well, thank you, John. Yeah, you know, ethnic cleansing, that's a phrase that's used to basically discuss what we're talking about now. The concept that the Jews are being taken out is obviously, in my opinion, and based on the evidence that we have from World War II and the Holocaust, we can see that that is a diversion. It's a distraction. It's, again, an omission and misrepresentation of what the fundamental problem is. Fundamental problem is that you do have Jews, but they're not Jews. It's exactly what Jesus said. Beware of those who call themselves Jews who are not. Now, what have we got here? Look at the royal families. Look at the way that the history of war and World War II evolved. World War I, World War II. Look at even Hollywood production. You know, the Kingsman is the most recent Kingsman actually goes into, in a superficial way, this history where you have the royals. You have to go back to history and realize that all of the royals come from the tribe of Judah. Jesus was a Jew. Jesus was the king of the Jews because he was Jewish. Jesus said to go to John the Baptist because that was the, you know, people believe that John was the real source of this salvation, the baptism. He was Jewish. Look at the royals. Look at where did the royals come from? You know, you had back in history, you had the Jews that were working with, that they were controlling the Sanhedrin, and what Jesus was so opposed to, they were in bed with the Romans. You had an alliance. You had a crime cartel complicit in the manipulation of the population and the hideous problem of money lending. This was usury that Jesus whipped and beat the usury people and the banksters at the gates of the temple. So you had then the fall of Solomon's temple in the Holy Land. Where did all that money go? Where did the royal go? You had the tribe of Judah, which is the source of the word Jews. They went, they took the Levitical priests, and they took the tribe of Ben, and they went from the Israel area and Mediterranean area, and they went to where you're talking about. You had the Ashkenazi Jews, they went to Poland and that area, they went east, and Russia. You had the other more aristocratic Jews, the Sephardic Jews, they went to Spain. And what happened was that the royals, of course, then, engaged as they were already with the Roman Catholic Church, the corrupted royals, those who call themselves Jews who are not, and the royal family, they then, their bloodlines, continued to create religions. So you watch the movie The Kingsman, you'll realize that Kaiser Wilhelm, the Kaiser in Germany, was the cousin of the King of England, Edward, who was cousin of the Romanov family in Russia. And the pogrom against the Jews of Russia, which created the foundation for World War II, with Germany against Russia, you see that this was a ploy. Protestant religion, the Protestant religion came out of the political manipulation between the royals, where you had the English royalty say, well, we're not going to continue to submit to the Roman Catholic Church and Catholicism. We're going to create our new religion. And they called it Protestantism. Now, you divide the sheeple to conquer the flock, of course. And so you have all the different sects now of Christianity. You have everything from Baptists to Mormons, which really is a complete disservice to anything, in my opinion, about what the foundation of Christianity, which is in the Hebrews and Judaism, stands for. So this whole the whole manipulation through the various sects and the divisions of the church and churches, I mean, it's outrageous. Now, meanwhile, you've got the Jews who have been the targets of persecution, but yet when you really look deep at the history, you realize these self-loathing, manipulated, those who call themselves Jews who are not Jews in the heart, love sense that Jesus was talking about, you're looking at evil. You're looking at soulless, corrupt, criminal psychopaths who can continue to control for family domination and continue profiteering off of humanity's suffering. This is what happened. And this is what the globe and the whole globalist movement is actually being pushed by those at the highest levels of the banking as well as the royal cartel. And yes, there are those who call themselves Jews who are not involved in taking out their own people. They're taking out we the people. And, you know, you have no idea, but, you know, I don't recommend the genetic testing and the genealogy tracking. I don't recommend it because I know that once you give them your DNA, they've got your personal signature that energetically they could influence. This goes back to earlier discussions about viruses and frequency, rife frequency therapeutics, how sound and light signaling from DNA is really connects us. We've talked about this on various shows previously. It's the Holy Spirit power of love that does all the healing, and it comes in through sound and light signals from DNA and then blesses the rest of your body, tissues, and organs. Anyway, that's a whole different view of health and health science than what the Jews who are call themselves Jews who are actually disguised as Christians and or Protestants and or Roman Catholics. It's all a manipulation, in my opinion, based on historic facts.
Outstanding, Doctor. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, John and Dr. Horowitz. Oh, I have several things to say. One, I think that it's a mortician bailout project. The University of North Carolina there, in college, I had a friend who went there to be a mortician. I always wondered about that. But also, too, President Trump, on 4/17/20, he called all the hospitals to send all the COVID data to Washington, D.C., a special place. And all of a sudden, they stopped quoting the total of COVID cases and only gave them monthly. So if you wanted to find out what they said was it's COVID, you know, it's, you know, to get all that money, it's lying is what it was. And also, too, there's a book called The Man Who Ran Washington by James C. Baker III. And it's not to be confused with another James Baker who was a lawyer for the FBI. But in that book, it's supposedly, I don't have it, I'd like to, over 700 pages, and it says that Melania constantly nagged the president to pay attention to this plandemic here, I mean, epidemic. And the third one was, when you go to court, I mean, the fourth one, you don't have to swear on the Bible or anything, because I thought somebody wanted me to be in the, do that job one time, and I wasn't. I know what the Bible says about don't swear on, you know, anything under the sun, so I wouldn't do it. But now all you have to do is affirm to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. There's no God, no Bible. And it's all accommodating atheist. I know I was all over the place, John.
All right.
Anybody there?
Okay. Well, Doctor, do you have any response to Pat's comments, please?
Well, thank you. It just shows Pat is always studying and very intelligent, and she's analyzing a lot of the stuff that I try to look at, too. So thank you, Pat. You know, the only addition, you know, it came to mind when you mentioned University of North Carolina and Dr. Barrick's work there, who's so important in the creation of COVID before it was sent to China and Wuhan by Fauci and his boys. That's where I found, by miracle, and again, for me personally, having been so blessed by God and the angels of direction, that's where I found the United States government contracts that were classified. They were never declassified from the Special Virus Cancer Program. I happened to be very blessed to have listened to an angel directing me in the basement of the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill Davis Library among hundreds of thousands of volumes. I was directed right to the contracts that were buried, secreted, never declassified. That was the Special Virus Cancer Program. If you read those books, and by the way, those are a PDF. They're available on PDFs from healthyworldstore.com, has downloadable PDFs of the main volumes of the Special Virus Cancer Program, which contains the contracts. You can't lie when you're looking at how much money was being paid to those researchers, specifically such as Dr. Gallo. You have exactly now the intelligence, the smoking gun that you need to prove that what John started the program with, this whole bioengineering of weapons, of mass depopulation, comes from the Special Virus Cancer Program. It's the foundation. So University of North Carolina, I think it's interesting you mentioned that, Pat. It's important in my work.
I thought he was a friend, but after that, I thought, how could he even do that? You know, Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. And, you know, here he is wanting to be a mortician. But Dr. Horowitz, did you know that there's a syringe now that looks like it's a real syringe? And John Moore there, he checked, and you can buy them at Amazon real cheap. So all the people that say they've been vaccinated haven't. They had that fake syringe. Remember, John?
I have to research that. I know.
Yeah, there's fake syringes. They're a novelty sold on Amazon for less than $20.
Right. Okay, I'll let you go. Thank you. Okay. I appreciate all y'all do. Bye.
Thank you, Pat. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. At the time this topic came up, I wondered if Amazon had it for sale. And, of course, they do. There are several selections, some less than $10, fake syringes. we got a break coming up here in about a minute, Doctor, and then we can wrap up your thoughts for this day and for this week, sir. How's your remodeling coming for your damage to your home from the hurricane?
Oh, slow. Rebuilding, reconstructing. You know, so this weekend right. I'll pretty much be engaged fully in that, John.
Right, right. Any issues with getting contractors and or material?
Oh, it's terrible. Just terrible. You know, Florida is a great state. We have a fantastic governor. But, man, it's a mess.
Right, right. Well, hang in there. We got a break. We'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Doctor, I have about 4 minutes here to get out the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Well, John, I don't know what's more important than saving our souls.
Well, right behind that would be issuing whatever warnings we can to parents and grandparents to not have their children get the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot, wouldn't it?
Oh, my goodness. No, it's just terrible. I'm seeing so many beautiful people, families devastated. You know, I flew in an airplane last night and talking to the stewardess, just devastated her family. And I see it, and you see it and hear about it over and over again. The population is being made sick and dead. It's it's going to get worse before it gets better, because we're living out the end time scenario that's the Bible's talking about. Babylon is falling. So the depopulation agenda, of the globalists is actually taking place, disguised as we've been talking about, but it's actually really damaging we the people, our families, our friends, decimated.
Absolutely. Well, I've seen it myself, in my neighborhood, my daughter and her husband and the 16-year-old twins all got the clot shot and booster. So far, they're healthy, but it's like throwing a dart at a dartboard blind. You don't know what's going to happen, do you?
Well, the thing about it is when we say or they say they're still healthy, they're really not. When you start to look at the subclinical as well as clinical ramifications of the vaccinations, you're looking at autoimmune diseases, you're looking at asthma, hay fever, allergies, skyrocketing rates of all of 100 different autoimmune diseases. And all we're really focusing on with COVID is the myocardial hemorrhaging. You know, this is just a tiny, it's like one of hundreds, if not even thousands, of ramifications that are reducing people's capacity to withstand diseases. So when you look at what's really happening in terms of public health, you're having what they used to be called the Russian biological cocktail method of warfare, where you don't hit just people with a virus, you hit them with chemicals as well as biologicals. You know, the chemicals wreak havoc with the immune system, make more people susceptible to more infectious diseases. And then the bioweapons come in, and now you've got the perfect scenario. You've got a Russian biological cocktail. You know, Americans invented it with Fauci and his boys. But basically, it is all of these things that could be stopped if we awakened to what's necessary to create happiness, health, as well as safety. This is the foundation of public health and the goal objectives of public health. And instead, what we've got is the regulatory capture we've talked about, the captured CDC, the FDA, all of the regulators are captured, they're paid off, they're bribed. And as a result, we are being poisoned and killed. And it's not just the vaccines. It's the food. It's the water. Look at the chlorination of water. Just that alone. You could take the Rife technology, the frequency resonance that we have talked on previous shows. You've got the capacity to frequency cleanse viruses and bacteria. Instead of using frequencies and light, green, particularly green light, you could be actually purifying water with light and frequencies and even sound, like 528. Instead, you have poisons that we're being intoxicated with. And what's the ramifications? You know, take a look at table salt. The insanity of still recommending or buying and giving to consumers table salt instead of sea salt that has magnesium and potassium and balances your neurology. Instead, you're being poisoned by sodium chloride, and that totally causes the muscles to go into spasm. Look at what's taking place. Try to find a restaurant that doesn't serve canola oil. Look at the labels. Almost everything's got poison, canola oil. When people go to restaurants now, even fine restaurants, and they get bloated after the meal, their stomach just like feels terrible, bloated, gas, terrible. You're looking at the effects of poison called canola oil. The original canola seed was related to the rape seed.
Right,
that
right.
Mustard gas, World
right.
War One.
Right.
This is poisoning the population, we the people. And so, you know, when Jesus said, come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her insanity, hypocrisy, illnesses, this is what we're witnessing, and it's part and parcel of Babylon falling.
Absolutely. Well said, Doctor. Well, thank you for being with us as always. We look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Thank you, John. God bless you. Julie, okay. Thank you. God bless RBN.
Okay, thank you very much. If you like what you hear, please consider making a donation to Republic Broadcasting. We're not quite self-sufficient. We're working on it. We have new advertisers, getting more streams of income coming in. In the meantime, we do need your donations. Just go to the Republic Broadcasting website. There's a PayPal donation place there and an address to mail a check. Just make the check out to RBN. 5 in the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berghill. Stay tuned.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton or town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand. Live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Once my new master, webmaster gets back in town, we're going to be dedicating my website to the memory of Tim Spencer. This is, when you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, you're seeing the work product of my recently departed friend, Tim Spencer. over 9 gigabytes of information. There's a lot there. It's a huge, huge website. This is not my expertise. Internet matters and computer matters is not my expertise. But I've been told by the computer experts, such as my new webmaster, that this is a really large website. There's a lot there to educate yourself, inform yourself, entertain yourself, make yourself happy, make yourself angry. Seriously. I like to point out the COVID-19 section. At the COVID-19 section, you'll see more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors like Dr. Michael Yaden, for example. Dr. Yaden was the former director of medical research at Pfizer and former vice president at Pfizer. He just flat out tells people, don't get the COVID vaccination. Don't get the COVID clot shot boosters. Simply don't do it. That's what he says. Also, at item number 7, and all these articles and videos are numbered, item number 7, a judge ordered Pfizer to release all the side effects of the COVID vaccination. 9 pages, single-spaced. It's a lot. Unless you're a serious, dedicated healthcare professional, you probably won't recognize even half of these. That's what you'll see when you go to the COVID section and look at number 7. As I mentioned to Dr. Horowitz before he left, the most important thing we can do, I believe, is to warn parents and grandparents, please don't get the COVID clot shot or boosters for your children or grandchildren. Please don't do it. Seriously. There was no pandemic. It was make-believe. It was absolutely. I'll get on my website next week. Someone got a hold of the Johns Hopkins Hospital statistics where they manipulated almost all the people dying statistics and put them improperly in the category of COVID deaths to make people believe there was a pandemic when there wasn't. This is a plan to depopulate the Western world. As I said a few minutes ago, Israel, as we know it, there'll still be an Israel 5 years from now, but Israel, as we know it, will cease to exist in 5 years or less because of so many people getting the real clot shot, not the placebo, but the real clot shot. That's the plan in Israel. Plan in this country? Well, they want to kill us all off. If you read the speech of the top Chinese general, the Chinese Minister of Defense, you'll see what his plan is, which is to colonize the United States with no Americans being present. All right. It looks like we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is the one, the only man. It's a one-man operation manufacturing the energy cleaner, my home business. When you place your order, I personally take care of it and get these pieces of equipment packed up, take them to a little country post office at Cherry Hill, Missouri, where Friday night you can get an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $13, and they go out priority mail. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. Sorry to hear about Tim. I didn't know he passed on.
Right, right. He died Sunday morning, and I have not got word from his widow of the arrangements yet. But as I've been saying for a number of years, every day of life for Tim Spencer the last several years has been, quite frankly, a miracle. All began with the two injuries he suffered on board U.S. nuclear submarines. But he's moved on. I have a new webmaster, and my wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, is learning how to render my shows, that's a technical term, to get them uploaded onto YouTube and onto Brighteon, and we're probably going to get on Rumble also, I believe. So life goes on, and Tim has gone on to his reward. Well, Tom, we like to begin these discussions about the energy cleaner with our disclaimer. Would you like to do that, please?
Yes. Yes, sir. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Thank you, sir. Got an hour this morning from our friend Diane Zerger. Diane was on with us, Tom, every Thursday for, a couple of years, it seemed like. I don't know. And her stated goal at the time, she was working in the administration of one of the universities, was to save the world one energy cleaner at a time. I quite frankly don't know how many energy cleaners Diane Zerger has personally bought. I think it's about 15 or so. And, of course, your order this morning is for a queen-size mattress pad. Diane, if you're listening, good morning, my dear. But you recall her call. She was always so upbeat and perky, wasn't she, Tom?
Yes, she was. She was really devoted to getting those units out there in people's hands that really needed them. She did a pretty good job with it.
She really did. Well, she's retired now and doesn't have the interaction with as many people as when she worked for the university. But I know she bought them for coworkers. She bought them for pretty much all her family members that had health issues. And as we say a lot, Tom, if the first energy cleaner didn't work, why would you buy the second one, let alone the 15th one? Why would you do that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. They wouldn't do it if it didn't work. But people see the results. Yeah, they see the results, and they want a unit for their friends, family, neighbors, people to see that person out and around when they were previously confined to their home, and many times a wheelchair. And now they're out in the community again, pursuing all the regular tasks that they did in the past.
That's great. Going for walks in the park, going dancing with their honey, hunting, fishing, riding a bicycle, riding a motorcycle, all the things that men and women like to do, riding a horse. And we're going to have at my Twitter feed, Tom, we have a photo of Tim riding his favorite horse, Abby, by the way. And I'll be dedicating the website to Tim, and we'll have a memorial panel set up for Tim also with his photograph and a bio there of Tim. The listeners to John Moore Radio Show are not the average Americans. Why is that? Well, because they own books. They actually own and read books, which most American adults simply don't do they, Tom?
No, they don't. And people rarely read nowadays. Everything's got to be a video. If it's not on their phone or computer, they just have no interest in looking at it. It's a shame, but that's the way it is.
It is the way it is, unfortunately. You got a question or comment? We're going to focus on the energy cleaner this hour. The call number is 512-248-8252. Tom, with my website being down a few weeks ago, my archives not being posted, my outreach was reduced dramatically. We're in the process of rebuilding my audience and getting my outreach back to where it was. And typically, I sell about 10 of these a week, and ladies and gentlemen, I offer, for me, you personally, doesn't involve the manufacturer, Tom Berryhill, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. It gives people peace of mind knowing that they're not risking their money when they buy an energy cleaner, doesn't it, Tom?
Yes, it does, and 90 days is more than enough time to figure out if this is going to work for you. I think most people are going to see results in just a few days, some people within a few hours. So it's worth giving it a try, and 90 days will give you plenty of time to see how it's working out for you.
Well, when I fill out the customs paperwork to ship these overseas, and I ship a lot to Australia and Canada, other places, I write down that the energy cleaner is an electronic healing device. And I like to tell people what it's not first. The energy cleaner is not a TENS unit. The energy cleaner is not a Rife frequency generator. It's entirely a different technology. Energy cleaner puts out a healing electrostatic signal. It's about the size of a cigar box, black plastic, no on-off switches, no gauges, no dials, simply one place to plug in one wire, which ideally goes to one of the mattress pads I offer for sale, and one LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. I'm always amazed at the number of people who sit there and watch these things and count the blinks. Aren't you, Tom?
Yeah, and I can save them some time, John. It blinks for 200 milliseconds every 4,800 milliseconds. It's basically 36 blinks. Per cycle, 36 green, 36 red. it toggles back and forth between green and red, and it'll do that until you take the batteries out or the batteries are dead. And that's how it works. And the blinking is nothing more than to let you know it's working. But people are concerned about the red and the green. They think the red means it's stopped or there's something wrong. No, it just shows that it's changed polarity.
Absolutely. Well, the Energy Clearing takes 9 Diaz and Delta batteries. Does not plug into the wall. We don't want this kind of device plugged into the wall. Another method, now one method, of course, is to attach it to the mattress pad you simply put on your bed and sleep on it. Another method is what we call the bathtub or the hot tub method, where you fill up a tub with comfortably warm water or turn down the heat of a hot tub to 98 degrees. And Energy Clearing comes with a black power cord. It has an alligator clip on one end and a banana plug on the other. You just plug it in with a banana plug and attach a metal spoon to the alligator clip. Drop that into the comfortably warm water and climb into the tub and stay there until it cools down. Right, Tom?
That's right. It's that simple. And that is one of the best ways to use the Energy Cleaner because the water is conductive. And some people will put some Epsom salts in there, which is not a bad way to go because we all need more magnesium. And that's going to put some magnesium in the water, make it even more conductive. But the water will then conduct that signal to every cell in your body that it's touching. And if your tub isn't deep enough, you can put a large towel in there, get it saturated with the water, and draw that up over your torso, and that will distribute that signal through the damp towel. And then as it cools off, dip it back in the water, pull it back up. You just do that, and it works as good as a hot tub, but the hot tub is the best way to go.
Well, hot tub temperatures typically run 112, 115 degrees. You turn down the temperature to 98. It's probably going to take all day for that mass of water to cool down. And do the same thing with the spoon attached to the alligator clip. And then spend as much time in a hot tub as you like. Lee Kroc had 3 hot tubs at his lodge up there, so he'd always have one clean. And that would be a very comfortable way to get some relief, wouldn't it, Tom?
It really would. And it worked very well, and people came from all around to stay at his lodge. He didn't charge anything. You could stay as long as you wanted. Some people would stay overnight. Some would just visit for an afternoon to learn more about it. Some would stay for a week. There were several people that were so enthused by what it did for them. I'm thinking of one couple that came from Kentucky, and they actually sold everything and moved back up there, and they stayed with Lee for it may have been a couple of years, I don't remember. But they regained their health. They both had, they were painting contractors, and they would paint large buildings with spray guns, and they had breathed in a lot of the debris, and it caused both of them to have emphysema. But they were able to shake that stuff loose in their lungs, hack it up, cough it out, and they regained their health. Nothing else worked for them. Doctors couldn't help them, but that Energy Cleaner took care of it for them, and they were just totally enthused. But they stayed for a year or two with Lee to help him at the lodge and do some work there. So
they showed their gratitude by helping out at
the
lodge.
Yes, they did.
Well, he saved their lives. Energy Cleaner is only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. I have twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size, and the newest addition is the micro plush throws. Typically, we have current Energy Cleaner owners getting the micro plush throw because it greatly expands the use of the Energy Cleaner. Not only can you use it on your bed, you can use it on your sofa, on your recliner, on your work chair at work, and on your car seat, dramatically increasing the use of the Energy Cleaner. Everything is available at my website for sale. You can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. And I get these orders typically, once I get the order, they typically go out the next business day, sometimes the same business day, but almost always the next business day, assuming I got inventory in stock, which I try to maintain inventory, but it can be difficult because sometimes time gets behind, sometimes I run out of mattress pads, But that's just the nature of business, Tom. It's this ebb and flow, isn't it?
It is, yes, and we do our best to keep up with it. I think we do a pretty good job, and we get them out as fast as we can, and they're used all over the world.
Now, you've had issues with supply chain, getting the computer chips. How's that coming?
It's gotten a little better, and then I thought it was, and then it drops back a little bit, but I've got enough here to keep up with the demand so far. We're plugging away on it and doing the best we can. It's a challenge, and it's not just the chips, John. There's other parts that are in short supply as well, so I just got to focus on all of it, keep an eye on it, and do our best to keep up with it.
That's right. That's right. Well, we get the word out every week here, and we reach people all over the world. This is an international show, helping people get the information they need to make an informed decision. And we help people that have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. We help people that have sleep issues. There's other things that come up with these folks with these contaminants in their lungs. They are very, very blessed to come in contact with Energy Cleaner. And typically, when the lodge has been shut down for a number of years, but when people would go there, they would spend about 23 hours a day getting the Energy Cleaner signal, wouldn't they, Tom?
Yes, they would. And many times, somebody that would stay there, they'd need to go to town to get some supplies or whatever, and Lee would let them use one of his cars that had an Energy Cleaner installed in it. So they were on that unit all the time.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Tom, we got the word out as we do every week, reached more people as we do every week. All we can do is inform them and educate them. It's up to them to make their decision, isn't it, sir?
Well, it is, John. And, you know, the 90-day money-back guarantee, that's plenty of time for anybody to try this out and see how it works for them. And I think in almost
Absolutely.
Every case, you're going to find it
Absolutely
works great.
Right. And the engine cleaner is great on one hand. On the other, it can't overcome a tobacco habit, drinking too much alcohol, eating too much ice cream, drinking diet soda. You can't fix those things, can it?
No. You got to clean up your diet and eat the proper foods. If you're smoking,
right,
that it just can't do anything for that.
Well, I see somebody smoking.
It'll help you clear your body out from all of the debris from that smoking habit, but you got to quit first.
Well, I see somebody smoking, and I just say to myself, oh, there's not a person who's not very smart. But people still do that, and it's just people being people, isn't it?
That's true, but boy, that is one expensive habit.
It is. I never smoked myself, but I would get cigarettes in Vietnam for barter items, to get a new pair of boots, for example, the Army couldn't get for me. Well, Tom, I want to thank you for being with us. We have an hour for you tomorrow morning to talk about emergency survival communications and ham radio, don't we, sir?
Yes, sir. I'll be ready.
All right. That's always fun. And we've helped people all over the country, all over the world, learn about ham radio, get started with ham radio. They send me their photographs of their ham shack, their towers, their antennas, everything all together and working as a direct consequence of these Friday morning conversations.
Yeah, it's a good way to get the word out and get people interested. It's easier than ever to get into that hobby and learn about communications, and I encourage all the young people to do that. They'll,
Absolutely.
They'll gather up skills that they can't get anywhere else.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, thank you. We'll talk tomorrow morning. We appreciate it.
Okay, John. Thank you.
Okay. All right. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, where there's 8 inches of snow. My lovely state of Missouri, large state of Texas. Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store.
While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today.